It's time to return to Haunted Heartland on MavRadio.fm. Throw the switch, generic sounding assistant!
Yes, Master. Right away, Master.
The final switch has been thrown, and we can tease one of our most epic packages of the evening. Channeling messages of loved ones who have crossed over is now just a typical day for Omaha psychic medium Jess Coleman. But brushing shoulders with the departed on a daily basis hasn't always been so intuitive. It started with frightful run-ins with nefarious spirits when she was a child. Kirby Bridges reports the journey of how she went from overcoming the unknown to unveiling a new television show.
They would pull on my legs at bedtime and try to pull me under the bed.
Between the ages of 5 and 7, Jess Coleman started experiencing her first spirits. As a little girl, ghosts harassed her at night, even as her brother slept peacefully.
He was in the room in his own twin bed, and they would make it to where I would scream and scream and nobody would hear me. It was horrible.
But that wasn't the worst of her ghostly encounters.
Once my mother came into our bunk bed, literally vibrating across the floor as I was just sitting on it, I think I got used to it.
Jess's mother ended up calling the Catholic Church, and the duplex on Poppleton was condemned under spirituality purposes. For years, Jess blocked out her horrifying experiences, choosing to forget the worst of her memories, and turned to Christianity for answers.
I was in the church 3 times a week, and I was very Christian, and I would always hear messages in my mind, and I thought it was Jesus or God. And now I know it was the spiritual collective.
She was given messages in church to share with others, but kept them to herself, thinking she was crazy and fearing what she didn't know. Still, her faith remained true.
I love Jesus. Believe in him firmly.
By the time Jess reached her 30s, she had a family of her own and had built a successful career as an elementary school teacher. But her intuition told her there was something more for her. She had no idea that she was pursuing something in the best way that her gift could provide. She pursued a master's in counseling that she's still completing and became a life coach. In her life coach training, she took classes at an intuitive center. The team of healers and mediums there helped her to claim the gift she had denied since childhood. The first time she ever channeled someone else's loved one was for her partner in class, a woman whom she had never met before.
I started channeling her mother, who had passed, and I could see her, and she was telling me things, and my partner was crying. That's what started the tailspin.
That day changed the course of her life forever.
So after a couple hours of channeling, not even knowing what the hell really was happening to me, I went home and had a meltdown.
That meltdown was a 7-day panic attack that left her reeling.
Scary. It was crazy. I kept hearing that REM song, It's the End of the World as You Know It, and I thought I was gonna die. Now that I could hear these voices and see things.
It really took about 3 weeks for her to come out of that frightening haze, but when it was over, she never looked back.
Once I regained my composure and realized what was happening, it was amazing. And I just started channeling everything I could get my hands on.
Jess followed her revelation and is now a psychic medium in Omaha. She started Mind Body Spirit of Omaha 2 years ago. The business provides a collective of individuals who all focus on health and wellness services that range from yoga and Reiki energy healing to a licensed counselor, and even intuitive instruction classes. She feels that everyone can channel if they're open to listening to their spirit guide and higher self.
Everyone's born with this. I'm not special. God is within everybody. And that's how we're psychic. Everybody has a piece of everybody inside of them. And if you break it down to not sound so foo-foo, it's energy. We're all energetically intertwined. And so there's no magic in it. It's just how we're born.
She feels that every single human being came into the world with the tools to connect with their loved ones who have crossed over. To her, meditation is the key to everything spiritual and living a healthy life.
It starts with meditation, 5 to 10 minutes a day, just to start clearing your mind. Society is so overcrowded in our thoughts that you have to clear that out to channel. And then it starts with just asking your loved ones to come closer and having that clear thought process to allow those thoughts to come in and for the signs, the lights, the music, the different things to come in and not be so cluttered.
While finding an authentic psychic may feel hard, Jess says it's not because they're rare, but some people just want to make a dollar and have no conscience about how they're doing it. Through her training, she's also discovered that some forms of mediumship are truer than others.
I'm not going to say you can never find a legitimate palm reader, but one of the first signs is if they read palms. That is not spirituality. That's a method you learn in a book.
Another local psychic agrees that palms can't tell you everything.
Through palms, it'll tell some of your, that's just the basic, that will tell you your past, present, and a little bit of the future.
One Omaha psychic was understandably skeptical to sit for an interview, and for good reason. She's been misquoted by local media in the past. But while her past experience has left her a little guarded, this reporter found her reading to be on the vague side.
Somebody through your family I see right now has a little bit of high blood pressure. Who's this with the high blood pressure? Okay, because it's not showing me who, but I do see someone around you has a little bit of high blood pressure.
Psychic medium Jess Coleman identifies this as a problem.
You know a psychic is legit if you sit down and then they start telling you about you. You know a psychic is not legit when they have to ask you a ton of questions.
She maintains that ambiguous statements and questions from psychics should make a client raise an eyebrow.
You communicate with a lot of people, don't you? Now tell me, are you thinking about, because I see something about a trip. Is this trip got to do something around water? Mm-hmm. Are you going somewhere near water? Where is it that you're going? You're not going to be traveling alone, are you?
Avoid a psychic who only sticks to generalities and can't tell you specifics about your life and loved ones. Jess is a self-proclaimed skeptic who believes that validation and hard proof is the only way to go when it comes to discovering the psychic who's right for you. The psychic medium's next endeavor is taking her to the start of a new TV show called Omaha Unveiled with Jess Coleman. It will air in January on Public Access.
It's going to be about showcasing everyone in Omaha that also inspires. I'm talking chiropractors that make people's life easier, hypnotherapists, personal trainers. I'm not talking about, you know, magicians. I'm talking about local people that help people live a better life.
Despite Jess's disbelief in the hocus-pocus surrounding her profession, when bedtime comes every night, she tucks her feet inside her blanket, making a conscious effort for them not to hang off the side of the bed so no one can pull her under in her slumber. For MavRadio.fm, I'm Kirby Bridges.
Well, I can certainly say I'm tucking myself in a little tighter at night after hearing that package. Well done, Kirby, with that excellent report. And as we wind our way towards the end of the second annual Haunted Heartland show on Mav Radio, we will return with Kirby and our co-host Melissa as we attempt to probe the deep, dark crevices of her psyche. It might get a little messy. You might want to put a few newspapers down. All this and more after the break.